We go to the hotline and welcome back to this show. It's a very special moment for us, yes. Galvin. This is the king of late night television, the innovator. This is Mr. David Letterman. Dave, how are you, sir?
Good morning. How are you today?
It is an honor to have you on, especially on a day where I know you're probably doing a ton of press today. Congratulations. 33 years of success.
It's a long time, Cowhead, and I'm just happy that it's finally over. We've had some great shows. We've had, of course, Tom Hanks, Bill Murray. I can't give any surprises away, of course, for tonight, but, when this is all over, I'll be probably hanging out with Regis because we go to a lot of the same meetings. I got a confession to make to you folks before I retired.
Yeah.
Would you like to hear it?
Sure.
The night we had Professor Stephen Hawking on, I actually thought he was an ATM. He ate my card. I had to send somebody over to get a new one.
So, Dave, I know you don't want to give anything away to us, but they say there's a lot of rumors about a guest that'll be out tonight. And Jay Leno seems to be on the top of the list.
Oh, Jay Leno. Why would you spoil a nice moment like this with that kind of gossip?
out of all the things that you've gone through over the years, was the intern scandal the toughest thing that you had to face?
It's funny you mentioned that, and I've gone through a lot of things. I think... the toughest thing, of course, and I don't want to mention it, but yeah, I would definitely say the alleged scandal with the intern, and it brings a lot of tension on my family, and I didn't like that. It was not something that I'd rather talk about. But hey, it was no Hulk Hogan sex tape, I'll tell you that.
Well, Dave, We've enjoyed watching you. I grew up watching you since I was in eighth grade. Galvin watching. We're all big into the show. Yeah. You're very influential. But seeing these celebrities come on your show and some of them reacting the way they are and how sad that you're going to be. I mean, look at Norm MacDonald. Norm MacDonald cried on your show.
And it's really kind of nice to be in the spotlight. I've never really, taken that path. But it was so nice. Everybody's done, in their own way, have acknowledged the show. Of course, we've been on 33 years. I'm just glad that I was able to last that long. So,
yeah,
everybody's just been so darn nice to me, except CBS, because I've been out jogging shoeless a lot lately. I still have a lot of unused sick and vacation days left at CBS. And at this point, my health care plan just consists of Dr. Phil's cell phone number. That's pretty much it. If I had to recall, and everybody was asking me this too, the fondest memories I have of the show, I would have to say it was the night Martha Stewart showed my mom how to get rid of that chicken head marge in her pottery class with a chive.
Hey, what about...
It's kind of embarrassing.
What about, though, in all the years, when all the guests that you had, we were trying to think of all the show, that montage of all the chicks that you liked.
Well, now that it's over, I can say Drew Barrymore. How about them toys? We've had a lot of nice people on the show, and... Tina Fey wasn't bad either.
Yeah, you've had some guests, though, that haven't been so nice. You had crazy Joaquin Phoenix and then Crispin Glover who tried to kick you.
Yeah, those two retards.
I'll tell you, one of the things I feel fortunate is, I've been to the show a bunch of times. I got to sit at the desk, and that all goes to our friends, the Stengel brothers, who worked on the show as writers and executive producers for 16 years. They are just a bunch of great guys.
Yeah. Who are they?
Stengel?
Justin and Eric Stengel, the Stengel brothers.
Oh, never heard of them. They sound like a tag team wrestling combination.
No, they were head writers on your show. They were executive producers for years. They brought us to you.
Brothers? They're brothers?
Yeah, of course. They're the Stengel brothers.
Yeah.
I always thought they were a gay couple.
Dave, what do you think about the replacement? I mean, I know you're out and you don't really probably care that much, but certainly after a guy who's done what you have done, you care what's going to take in that spot. And Stephen Colbert has been that guy. I don't know if you like him or if you don't like him or if you had anything to do with picking him.
I think Stephen Colbert will do a good job. He's very talented, and he'll bring a new dimension to the show. It's hard to say how things are going to go at this point. I just wish CBS just a lot of success on it, and they've been very supportive to me throughout the years.
And do you have any plans immediately on what you're going to do? I mean, I know the show's ending oddly on a Wednesday, so I didn't know if you were
I'm just going to take it easy this summer. My family, Harry and I like to ski, and so, incidentally, I got a little joke for you.
Yeah.
How many ski bums does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many ski bums does it take to screw in a light bulb? I don't know.
Yeah. None. They're all screwing in the hot tub.
What about Paul? Will you stay in touch with Paul?
We're going to do that, and we're going to do that. And I'm, when Harry gets a little older, he might show an interest in hunting, and then maybe he'll go out and bag a cougar or something. and I assume a lot of masturbation.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, I got to tell you, I think it's an honor for you to call this show. You're absolutely the best at what you do, and enjoy today. And hopefully we hear from you. I predicted that you'll be dead within 3 years.
Well, thank you very much. I've been married more than once, and 6 times, all of them gypsies.
Dave, congratulations, sir. You've meant a lot to the show, and thank you for everything you've done for us.
Well, thank you very much. You folks are proof that thanks to Alex Rodriguez, I no longer am the most overpaid disappointment in New York City.
David Letterman, everybody.
Yes, very nice.
Thank you, sir. Congratulations.
All right.
Wow, Galvin, David Letterman, there
that
you go.
That's a big deal, man.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.